In 1990, executive producer Keenan Ivory Wayans created one of the greatest shows of all time. It was called In Living Color, and it gave a start to a whole bunch of people that we know today, whether it's Jim Carrey, whether it's Damon Wayans, whether it's Jamie Foxx, even Jennifer Lopez, I believe, got her start as a background dancer. The show was a cultural hit, and the show had many different segments with many different characters, and the one character that I could say that I remember was a character named Benita Betrayal, who was played by Keenan Ivory Wayans' sister, Kim.
Hi, girl. I'm Benita Betrayal. I've been here all my life. I know everybody in this neighborhood.
Benita Betrayal was your typical gossiper who told all the people's business around the neighborhood, and she did so in a hypocritical fashion. And whenever she talked about people behind their backs, she said this.
But I ain't one to gossip, so if anyone asks you, you ain't heard it from me. No, you haven't.
That's right. You ain't heard it from me. But you know what's so interesting? We never knew anything about Benita Betrayal's life because she was so busy worrying about everybody else. And I'm sure if you tried to get into her business, she would tell you to mind your own business, although she was in everybody else's business. Fast forward! Now, while Benita Betrayal focused on people that lived in her neighborhood, a lot of celebrities can't help but have their information out there, especially if you're somebody as big as Brittany Renner. All of her moves are going to be shown, and she has to do so because of who she is. But what these celebrities try to do is still maintain some level of privacy. Now, when it comes to Brittany Renner, we saw her convert from an Instagram model to a Muslim, and then now it's up in the air because she's removed her hijab, and now we don't know what to think. But Brittany Renner is turning into something, and it's not looking good. Fast forward! I'm not really the biggest fan of Basketball Wives, but there is some people who are, and recently I've been seeing a lot of drama around Jackie Christie. Now, I'm a Sacramento Kings fan, so Jackie Christie was married to Doug Christie, who is currently the head coach of my beloved Sacramento Kings. And there are two daughters in question that have been going at it right now on social media, which is Chantel Christie and Takara Lee. Takara Lee is the individual that people are saying is really Chris Webber's daughter, but there's no real proof. Because, hey, Chantel Christie and Takara Lee look nothing alike. But Chantel Christie has accused Takara Lee of doing something to her bad when she was young. And then Takara Lee has been accusing Jackie Christie of basically making up storylines that are traumatic just to make the show better. And so a lot of people are invested in this family beef, and people believe that Jackie Christie is narcissistic and all of the like. Well, what does this have to do with Brittany Renner? Nothing.
Got it.
Psych. I'm just joking. Now, as it seems, Brittany Renner is a fan of this also, okay? So she's invested in the back and forth between Takara Lee and Chantel and Jackie and all of this. She's really involved in all of it. And instead of just sitting back and just watching the family feud go on Instagram and back and forth, Brittany Renner has decided to insert herself into the beef. As it appears, Takara Lee turned off her comments so people couldn't comment on the post. But Brittany Renner is saying this. Turn the comments back on, sis! Now, this is interesting because Brittany Renner just did this.
We got married April 6th and divorced May 28th.
So you're divorced?
Yes.
You just got a divorce, or you're having a divorce, or something else. And now we're seeing Kevin Gates drive around doing this. He's doing it without you. And, you know, we don't know what's going on. We just know that, hey, something is going wrong and it didn't really work out. But there's more. Takara Lee is posting something on her Instagram story, which is about her healing and moving on from family drama. But then bundle of Brittany Renner, reposts this and says, I'll be waiting.
Damn.
Now, it is interesting to understand that Zachary Lee has some level of a speech impediment, and that's probably why this is going on. I'm not sure. But the reality is, what business is of it of Brittany Renner? And you know what? Brittany Renner, when she was supposed to be that Muslim lady who like wasn't involved in anything but worshiping Allah, we didn't hear anything about her. She was living her life dealing with Kevin Gates. But now Brittany Renner is starting to be nosy.
I will never be able to understand messy people. I will never be able to understand how someone could care so much about the business going on in another person's life. And then what makes it so bad is they don't just poison themselves, they poison other people by going around gossiping about another person's life. It's such a bad energy, such a negative energy to be in, where you are hyper fixated on the terrible situations that befall other people.
Like, I can't sit here and say that I don't hate nosy people. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a person that's involved in celebrity gossip, and I do, you know, talk about what's trending in the news, but you will never see me on Instagram or on Twitter asking somebody to unblog or keep a situation going. And this is what has happened to Brittany Renner ever since she doesn't have Kevin Gates. It seems like ever since the male leadership is gone from her, which Stop the Show wasn't good in the first place. Now she's going to 304-ish, messy, a drunk Brittany that we've always known her to be. But I have a few questions for Brittany Renner since she's so concerned with everybody's life. Number one, why did you marry Kevin Gates even though he was legally married? You see, Brittany, if you wouldn't have been doing that and dealing with a married man who's legally married, you wouldn't have had a little bit of a hood ghetto marriage. So why did you do it? Number two, why did you break up? What happened? I mean, you're so interested in Zachary Lee's life. What about your life? You was with the guy for like 30 minutes or so, and then, you know, he dumped you. I mean, like, what's going on? Did he go back to his wife? Why doesn't he want to deal with you? Why are you now 31 and back being a single mom again? Like, could you tell us why? Three, why did you remove your hijab? We want to know. Like, at first, everything was going good, but then you started to remove your hijab ever since you and Kevin Gates broke up. Like, is there a reason why you're doing that? Are you removing your hijab because you no longer have to submit to, you know, to Allah? Or was Kevin Gates your form of a god? I'm not sure. But all of a sudden, since you're no longer, you know, committed to him, you're out there just clapping it up. I'm not sure. And number four, why can't you just mind your own business? Like, you don't have enough problems in your life. I mean, from PJ Washington to selecting Kevin Gates. I mean, and now PJ Washington is married with somebody and you're still single. Like, don't you realize that you are the problem, sis? And you being invested into somebody else's beef is the issue that you don't have what you have right now? Like, why don't you ever get it? And guys, you are right, man. I feel so bad that I actually wanted to give Brittany Renner an opportunity to change. But Brittany can't get away from herself. She's messy, she's toxic, she's traumatic, and she's unaccountable. And people really are dragging her in the comment section like, yo, why you not worried about your own life? Why you not worried about your own son? Why you not worried about what you're supposed to be doing? Like, why are you worried about somebody else? You should be doing you. Oh,
Stop the Show.
I basically got some comments. Culture goes, Brittany, stay out them people business. Boss Lady says, Brittany, don't get your head knocked off, okay? Go take care of your son because you haven't been doing that too well at all. Brittany, like, girl, sit down and go focus on your own mother. Like, she doing way too much now. Essentially, Erica says, girl, mind your business. You trying to trauma bind with Chantel so effing bad. Miss Ariel, girl, be mad at Gates for wasting your time. Don't take that ish out on them.
Damn.
Brittany, people don't believe you no more, baby. It's getting out of hand. Last thoughts. Maybe you should go head on and get with me so we can go head on and be married together. Well, guys, it's your boy, O'Shea Duke Jackson, back at it again. Another episode of The Celebrity Junkyard. For all you do, subscribe, hit the bell, we're out.